Welcome back in. Brian Mazurowski here with you for the next hour and with a special guest live in studio. Thanks for being with me. A little bit of a blistery weekend, but we're turning the corner here. Nice and sunny out there. We have live in studio with me North Tonawanda Mayor Austin Tylick. And I'm bringing Austin in because I thought it might be a good idea. We've been talking about the assessment issue for a few weeks now as people in Amherst are getting their notices. A lot of our listenership, right, involved in reassessment. It's not just Amherst. It's every municipality at some time or another goes through this process, including North Tonawanda, perhaps in the future. Maybe. We'll see. We'll talk about that. But I thought it would be good to bring somebody from outside the situation who's not directly involved in Amherst right now to kind of talk about it in a way where everyone doesn't get, so riled up and everything, but you're still very knowledgeable about this. So thank you, first of all, for coming in.
Good morning. Thank you.
Always great to talk to you. And, you know, we'll talk about some North Tonawanda stuff, too, as well here as we have a little bit of time. But on the reassessment issue, I thought you were a great person to bring in because it's something you've, I know, looked at in the past. We talked a little bit over the phone about it. You said you could talk about it for hours, which is perfect for me because I don't think of myself as an idiot. But nothing makes me feel like an idiot more than the reassessments, through all of this stuff. And just when I think I kind of have a grasp on exactly where everybody's coming from and what it means at the end, somebody says something and it totally throws all of that out of the window. So maybe you can help me out
here.
The number one top billing question, why? You know, why does a municipality go through a reassessment process, a town-wide, a city-wide reassessment? And I think the question is, well, why not just leave it how it is what a lot of homeowners would ask.
If I could, one phrase, fair and equitable is always what's said. So the whole idea with a reassessment is that everyone is assessed at a fair and equitable amount, right? A sale price of a property is one thing, right? You could sell a house for $50,000 over what it's actually now appraised at. Mm-hmm. Appraised is, this is the value of it. Bank comes in, checks it out. This is what we feel this property is worth, so on and so forth. Assessment is another thing. So you almost have sale price, appraisal, assessment. Does that make sense? More or less?
It does. Okay. Why would an assessment vary so much from, say, an appraisal?
So my understanding, now I'm no expert, right? Mm-hmm. But I feel like somewhat of an expert because it's been quite an endeavor the last year, as I'm sure many people in North Tonawanda especially saw all the hype around it, more or less. But it's important that everyone is fair and equitable in their assessment. It varies for a multitude of reasons, right? It's not necessarily, the market itself. So, say I bought my house 5 years ago, maybe it was worth $150,000 at that point. Now I could sell my house for maybe $250,000, right? But there's a lot of different pieces. So for example, if a home right now is $50,000 assessed at, and it's vacant, the heat doesn't work, water doesn't work, what have you, and someone comes in and they flip it, now that's going to change, and then they sell it. That's going to change the assessed value of their property. So it's going to go through, our building department, they get their permits, they renovate, so on and so forth. That then goes to the assessor, more or less. They review what aspects were being invested into the property, and then that could alter an assessment. A lot of times that'll affect, those new home buyers, young families that come in, they see a property, they might see, because I've heard this before, I thought it'd be assessed at $50,000. Well, no, because it turned hands in the process, someone mm-hmm. renovated it, and now their assessment's $100,000, $150,000, right, and so on. But it's become very difficult for us specifically in North Tonawanda, for our assessor, because they're working off old comparables. I know this is getting in the weeds a bit, but we haven't done a reassessment since 2008, but a lot of municipalities will keep up on it on an annual basis, biannual, and so forth, and it just keeps it fair across the board. Mm-hmm. The problem becomes if there's such a fluctuation in assessments, you have a lot of people that are overpaying in taxes or subsidizing those who aren't paying enough because not everyone's fair and equitable.
Right. So I want to kind of pause on that because that's like the...
There's a lot there.
That's the gist of the whole thing, right? And that's when you hear so often a third, right? A third of people will
more
pay the same.
Yes.
A third of people might pay more. A third of people will pay less, generally speaking, at the end of the day with their taxes. How often, though, within a municipality, is there like a neighborhood flip, so to speak, where you have, you know, certain blocks, say, paying way more than they should and certain blocks paying way less? Because I feel like that would be maybe an extreme example where, generally speaking, you go into any town across Western New York and the nicer areas have been the nicer areas for forever. And, you know, the areas that maybe aren't so nice have kind of been that way for a long time, too. Does it really change?
It does change. So there's a couple aspects to that. Say if we did a reassessment, they look at a lot of different aspects of it. You know, obviously, size of the property, what are the amenities, how many bathrooms, you know, location, though, as you're saying, is somewhat of a factor, right? An older neighborhood might not have as high of an assessment-ish than, say, a Wurlitzer Park area or a newer neighborhood. There's a lot of different aspects that they put into it. But, you know, I know some properties, I won't name names, but, you know, there are homes that could sell for $1 million and they're assessed at $350,000, right? So what does that mean? That means the new home buyer, you got a young family, they buy a flipper, you know, their assessment goes up and they're trying to cover the bill more or less for the entire city. And this goes across the board. It's not one individual. But ultimately, there's a couple of phrases I want to say. One of them being the pie. So if you imagine a pie, and the pie is how much property tax we bring in. So say North Tonawanda, the revenue we bring in, it's about $20 million just in property taxes. Now, that pie is cut different ways. So I might have a bigger slice of that pie to pay than you or so on and so forth. And we're really just trying to evenly distribute the pie. A reassessment doesn't necessarily mean your taxes are going to go up or the municipality is going to bring in more money. It's just redistributing that pie.
I wonder, because this argument is in the sake of fairness, so to say. If you own a more valuable property, you should be paying more in your property taxes. And sometimes I wonder, well, is that necessarily the fairest way to do it? You use the example of, you know, someone bought a house for $150, now maybe it could be worth $250 mm-hmm. on the market. I had a lot of little old ladies on my street who probably bought their house at a lot less than $150 back whenever that purchase price happened. And they're kind of, you know, budgeted off of whatever that is, and maybe they didn't necessarily make a ton of, you know, enhancements to their property, but their property value went up because of maybe neighboring properties through almost no fault of their own. Mm-hmm. Should they necessarily be, you know, paying a higher tax, even if their property value went up because they bought it at a certain level? I guess my question is, at the end of the day, would be, would it be fair to put an assessment at a purchase price and then kind of leave it there until the next purchase price?
So there's a couple aspects here. In our example, again, 2008, right? So if you're saying maybe a senior who mm-hmm. bought their property, they bought it before 2008. The argument here, the point isn't as valid because everyone was fair and equitable in 2008, right? So if it was sometime between, sure. But there's also a huge aspect that we're continuing to deal with that's getting worse for our seniors, veterans, and just people in general are exemptions. So every year that we don't do a reassessment, it affects something called the equalization rate. And for example, a reassessment creates 100% equalization. So fair and equitable, 100%. Now, every year, that equalization rate starts to drop because it's becoming less and less fair and equitable. So we basically every year, properties are evaluated by your assessor. They write the flippers, what have you. Oh, we reviewed, there's an addition we didn't know about, so on and so forth. So there becomes discrepancies. They basically submit a tax roll to the state. The state comes back and they have some formula algorithm and it determines your equalization rate. Now, why is this important? That rate ultimately affects how much exemption a property owner would get. So if we were at 100, let's do an example, star exemption. Enhanced star is for seniors. It relates to school tax. How much could they get off their assessed or the assessment of their property? So say my assessment's $100,000 on my property and enhanced star, a little over $80,000 you could get off your exemption, which factors into your school tax. So if I'm at $100,000 and we're at 100% equalization rate, you know, the senior's getting $80,000 off. So that $20,000 left in that assessment is being factored into your school tax rate. So if our school tax rate is $10 per thousand, right? What's, oh my gosh, my math this morning, 20 times 100 or 20
guy.
Times 10, right? So that's the idea there. Now, if my equalization rate is at 50%, which North Tonawanda is, so our seniors are only getting around $40,000 off their assessment. And every year, it's declining. Every year, will be declining. So in the next roll, we've already gotten our numbers back. It'll be at 47%. The year after that, it might be at 44%. And that factors into those exemptions. So we're talking veteran exemptions, senior exemptions. I'm on a STAR program, right? I get like thousands of other people. It's a smaller amount because I'm not a senior. It could be around 40,000, but now it's around 20,000 that I would get off my school taxes in regard to my assessment. It's very complicated, I know. But there was, to your point, though, it really just becomes keeping it fair and equitable. But our concern is that seniors are getting less and less, veterans are getting less and less off of their exemptions, which means they'll be paying slightly more in taxes every single year just on that alone.
So there isn't a mandate that you're at 100%.
There is not. Other states have that. New York State does not. It says we should in the state laws, but it does not require it. No.
But what you're explaining is there is sort of a penalty for not being at that.
I mean, I don't know if it's a penalty. It's more just, you know, the everything that factors into it. You know, however the state comes up with that equalization rate based on, you know, the different values or assessments within our municipality and others. But yeah, they're more or less a penalty on people.
Is there ever concern that, so you're, I think, making sense to a lot of people where everyone kind of knows their STAR exemptions. Mm-hmm. That's a nice day, right, when you get that money back, when you see how much you're going to get back. But is there maybe a sense of, okay, we do this reassessment at a municipality level, town, city, whatever. But
We
don't necessarily have control over what the state does with, you know, they could change that law in, you know, next year or something like that. And we don't have a ton of control over that.
In regards to the equalization rate and so on?
Yeah.
I wouldn't know enough about that. I would say it's been the same for many, many years. Someone could
Unlikely
tell me I'm wrong,
happen.
But I've never heard of it, like them changing some piece of that equalization. Maybe the formula modifies a bit, but nothing I've heard that was significant. Now, I do want to make the point on this so people understand. So say we do, okay, let's say we're at 50% equalization rate right now, which North Town one more or less is. Say my house is assessed at $100,000, even though I could sell it for $200, $250 or something. Say we go through this two-year process of a reassessment. It does take quite a while, especially if you've kind of been sitting on your hands a bit on it. And it comes back. Just to go back, so I'm at $100,000. Say our tax rate is $10 per thousand city tax. And so I pay $1,000 in taxes, right? Just keep those numbers in mind. We do a reassessment, comes back. Now my assessment goes to $200,000. So you might be thinking, oh, I'm going to be paying more. Well, the municipality then cuts that rate. So in the simplest terms, we would reduce it to $5 per thousand as the tax rate I'd still be paying that $1,000 in taxes. Now, again, there's fluctuation. I'm giving the most simple example, but that's the whole point. The pie stays the same. So if the municipality was only bringing in $1,000 in Austin Tylick's taxes, right, my assessment and so on, the pie doesn't change. So they would lower the rate. Everyone's fair and equitable. I'm at $200,000 assessment now, so on and so forth. And to another example, people have been saying, well, the market's crazy. Maybe it'll reduce and so on. It matters, but it doesn't matter. Say if every house in North Tonawanda sold for $1 million, you just lower the rate to $1 per thousand then. I mean, as long as everyone's fair and equitable within it, the sale price doesn't necessarily mean anything because everyone would be looked at as a whole within it.
When you say reducing the rate, how does that happen? Is that coincide with the, or is that a separate action after the assessment?
It happens around the same time. So there's not going to be a lull where your assessment will be significantly higher and the politicians are like, whoopsie, we didn't remember to lower the rate. It would be around the same time you lower the rate, you're pulling in that same pot of money. Now, I know this got brought up because of Brian Culpa's supervisor, Culpa in Amherst. And, you know, he's getting a lot of slack, right, as we've heard. But, you know, as supervisors, as mayors, we're the day-to-day piece, the office, that makes sure everything's functioning properly. We provide residents, our common councils or boards, information to do their jobs. Now, as mayors, we can't do anything in regards to a reassessment or taxes without Common Council Board approval. We cannot control money. We can only see the day-to-day, right? We can stop spending if it's already budgeted, but we cannot increase budget lines or decrease them on a day-to-day. You know, in the defense of Mr. Culpa, because I ran into a similar thing, we present budgets. We say, this is what we need to provide services to our public at a fair cost. And yeah, sometimes it comes back and we say, in Brian's or Mr. Culpa's case, you know, we need 11% to keep the city functioning. Now, I don't know every detail of their budget and so on, but we present a budget and ultimately the board, the council, they control the money. They could come back and say, no, we want 0%. Here are the cuts, right? That's what it comes down to. In a similar sense, it comes down to reassessments. We can't do reassessments without council or board approval.
I know, just because I'm imagining everybody in their car around Western Europe
screaming right now.
Well, and just listening to this and saying, "What? Well, hey, if there's a reassessment and your value goes up, we'll reduce the rate." And when they hear, you know, it's not just you, by the way. If any politician was in here, no matter what party, no matter whatever,
it's not a fun topic to talk about.
They have two letters for you, BS, right? You know, we're going to reduce my rate. Come on, please. But you're saying that's how it should work. In 100% of cases, right? Is your rate would be reduced?
I mean, I've never seen it where, and I could be wrong, but personally, I've not seen where they don't reduce the rate. That would just be crazy to me, right? If different situations, you could be at 90% equalization rate, and you do a reassessment, you're at 100%, and they don't do anything with the rate. Now, maybe they had to raise taxes that year anyways, right? But in New York State, there's also a tax cap, as many people know, right? It's around 2%, maybe a little above. Every year, it's slightly different. That comes into play. So say you do the reassessment, you're lowering the rate. So say we're going from 10 to 5 is our intentions, but there's people or politicians or whatnot, and they're like, well, we need to bring in a few more dollars because we're, you know, doing more roads this year. So we're only going to go to $6 per thousand. Now, the state still recognizes that as, are you going over the tax cap or not? There's still an alert, more or less, to the residents. That $1 per thousand difference might be a 3% difference in taxes. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So there's still an alarm bell that goes off, you know, to notify the public, or requirement from the municipality to notify the public if they're going above that tax cap.
on public notification.
People are falling asleep in their cars right now, well, Brian, I think. A lot of numbers. Oh, no.
Well, you know, people falling asleep, that's a great segue for the next segment, because on public notification, just kind of what you see, and in terms of engagement and getting people involved in these issues, I want to talk about that next, and some of what's going on in NT, sure. A little bit more about assessment. Austin Tylik, North Tonawanda Mayor, joining me live in studio. It's 9:27. We'll be back here after the news with Lucas on WBEN. We're back here, Brian Mazurowski on WBEN for the next half hour or so, and joining me live in studio, North Tonawanda Mayor Austin Tylik, and brought Austin in to talk a little bit about reassessment, just because I thought it would be nice to get
a real heavy topic early in the morning.
Well, you know, listen, I found out over the past week, there's no real great way to talk about this issue.
No.
You can have everyone who's upset, but then after a while, it's like, all right, yeah, we get it. No one likes it. And then you can have people explain it who are really involved in the issue, and nobody hears them because they're just angry. So I brought you in because you're outside of Amherst.
I'm an outside guy, yeah. I had my own issues over the last 9 months with it. And we didn't do a reassessment for the NT people listening. It never initiated. Our common council did approve the $600,000 bond at the time, sometime over the summer, to move forward with a firm to do it. We were working with GAR Associates. They've been doing it for decades and so on. Cindy from there, she's wonderful. And we did public outreach because that was requested. So we did two big seminars, public outreach. And, you know, it was divided, but a lot of people walked out of there saying, like, I understand it now. And that's a big piece. My job, politicians' jobs, really is educating the public. Smart community is a thriving community, as I say. It's always important to just keep people in the know, and it makes people feel more comfortable with decisions being made.
Well, I think that, you know, there's two reasons that people come out of you just hear reassessment and you have
I'm going to pay more in taxes.
That kind of reaction. Right. It makes sense. My property's assessed more. Well, that must mean paying more in taxes.
Utilities too, though, right? Utilities are a huge piece. We have $40 million in utility spectrum, Verizon, gas, electric, all that. That gets reassessed too and factors into how much taxes they're paying. You know,
so on the surface, it just kind of it makes sense to people. When you were talking about it last segment, I hope people, if you missed the last segment, go back and listen at WBEN.com. When you kind of mentioned with a reassessment should come a reduction in rate for a municipality. If you were paying $10 per thousand and you get double the reassessment, should come down to around $5 per thousand if you're doing it the right way. And there are exemptions that play into this as well, that it would impact your rate of assessment, would impact the amount of an exemption that you get in the STAR program.
Or veterans or seniors. And there's a ton of exemption types too, just to chime in.
I think there is one more, though, reason why people just have this reassessment. It's automatically, and I'll say it for me too, it's an automatic and this it's illustrated in the assessment notice that was sent out in Amherst. And one of the things that I've been saying over the past couple of weeks is, so somebody, you know, in Amherst, they open up their mail and get their assessment notice in there, and it has the new assessed value. But then it has an estimate in what their taxes will be going for. In a hypothetical situation, here's your taxes last year, here's what your bill would be this year, here's the net change that you would say. But it's all a hypothetical, right? Because you don't know the school taxes. That budget process hasn't been done for next year in Amherst yet. You don't know some of the other things. It's all hypothetical. If you could know that, you know, give me the real example. Do you think that would make it easier for people to grasp and maybe go down a little bit easier?
Yeah, I would say so. Now, I didn't see the sheet that was sent out, and I would guess that wherever they are in the process, it's an estimate more for liability purposes, right? If you give a definitive amount, it then leaves the municipality susceptible to a lawsuit. So it might generally know what it is, but again, if there's changes in your school, county, and city rates based on this reassessment, it's just probably certain timelines that need to happen, but giving people a general perspective on it. But again, I don't know what the sheet was. And you're a North Tonawanda resident, Brian, right?
I am.
How do you feel about reassessments?
Well, I have the same gut reaction that a lot of people do. I have the same gut reaction. That's
sure.
No.
Sure.
Right? Like I don't want any changes. I don't, even if somebody came around and told me your taxes are too high right now, I go, you know what? You're lying.
Yeah.
I'm paying what I'm paying. When you bring change in here, and I think I'm like most people, you bring change.
Makes people nervous. Yes.
I'm budgeted in my ways. Like I know generally what I'm going to spend here. I know what I'm going to spend here. You can tell me, hey, you could pay less. And I go, well, I also could pay more. Like
sure,
I don't know what it all means,
though,
right?
Like, how they presented it that way.
But
yeah.
That is the, I think it's change in maybe a lot of it. We just don't like...
We like to know. People
and
like,
we like
to know.
Certainty.
We're curious.
Especially
beings.
When it comes to our money,
yes.
We like certainty.
I love to know where my money is. Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
I mean, the reassessment talk in North Tonawanda does have me... My wife is big this year on getting our house repainted, and I'm just going...
That will not do anything.
Whoa.
No.
Let's wait until after this assessment.
Paint is not. No.
No?
You change your floors, that doesn't factor in. You change a toilet, doesn't factor
in. I mean,
you put an addition on your house.
You should see how faded my paint is.
Is
and
it
how
that
much
bad?
Nicer
I'll send
it
code
look.
Enforcement over there. Don't worry.
Oh, no. We already had our discussions last summer.
Okay.
The idea of people being involved, you know, when we're talking reassessment in Amherst, this was put forth, and you mentioned 2-year process. This was 2022. This was, the whole process was approved.
They're a bigger municipality, too.
And
huge.
Now in 2024, people are getting the notices, and now everybody's aware of it, and everybody wants to know what's going on. When really the time for all of this... And the same can be said about their budget process. The time for all of this was back a couple years ago. The time for all of this was when things were presented. And I think this is something that everybody would struggle with if you're in government. How do you keep people in the loop when most people are pre-positioned, like myself, to not necessarily want to be in the loop? You know, when things are going to affect my street, when they dig up the gas line or something like that, let me know and let me have my say. But generally, I don't want to be there every month, every other week at a meeting because I've got my own stuff to do. But how do you balance the, you know, making sure people are informed and having their say so that you don't have an outcry when it's too late?
Right. So I can speak on sort of my experience with it, you know, because I'm big on educating the public because, like I said, people in the know, it's a better community and so on. You know, I brought forth live feed of our council meetings that we have just to keep people in the know. I utilized Facebook quite a bit. It's built and built over the years. You know, it's an easy route coming from, say, my page. I started weekly newsletters, you know, email blasts. And anyone out there in NT, I do have a weekly newsletter. If you want information on events and my office, meetings coming up, you know, just reach out. And, you know, I know the newspaper, especially in North Tonawanda, really the ones that touch on us, you know, the Buffalo News, the Tribune, Kenton B has been very good to us with things going on in the Tonawandas, and so on. So it's tough. You know, we try, at least in my end, we try and get the word out in so many different facets as we can. Because ultimately, I hear complaints once in a while, like, I didn't know my road was getting paved, right? And it's not a huge inconvenience a lot of times, but it just costs a ton of money to send out mailers for certain occurrences, right? So say if you do road paving, and we're paving, you know, 25 lane miles of road in North Tonawanda a year, and what are postage? What's postage at now? 60 cents?
Oh,
right?
Wait, I bought 3 books of stamps. The other way, I thought there was a mistake.
Right?
It was like $50.
It's crazy. So you can imagine the cost just to mail things out to people who might not have an email or so on. It's just really expensive. text messages. I know Buffalo is really good about that. They have a much larger budget, as you can imagine. They're good about sending out messages. We looked into it. It's very expensive on our end to do the text message piece or the robocalls with it. You know, it's just cost. So we try and inform people as much as possible, getting our information out there.
Then do you still notice it, though, like kind of it's usually after the fact when people when people understand what's going on?
Once a topic becomes hot enough, you're going to notice it, right? Whatever the hype is, whatever topic, I mean, that's just how it goes. You might not notice something until you need to notice it, until it affects you, which is understandable. It really is. And people are busy. That was always a big thing that I pushed. You know, people have families, they have kids, they're working late nights. You know, we have to live feed council meetings, for example. They don't have time to go there. They're cooking dinner. Let them watch it on their phone while they're cooking something up. I mean, it's just we try our best, at least I do, to find every way possible to keep people informed.
Before we put the assessments to bed.
To rest.
It's your opinion, though, you know, based on everything we said. Most residents in a given municipality, if done right, would be better off after a reassessment.
In total, a municipality is better off with a reassessment. And it's funny, you wouldn't see politicians put their name towards it, even though the opposition love to put my name all over it. But really, it's an oil change. If it's not today, it's tomorrow. It's not never going to happen, but it's just going to continue to get worse. There's a lot of people that are paying too much in taxes because it's not fair and equitable across the board. There's a lot of seniors and veterans, especially in North Town Water, they are getting half off their exemptions than they should be. And it's just not fair. That's really what it comes down to. And it's our responsibility to educate ourselves. And I hope those out there feel I am educated in what I'm talking about, to do our jobs, to do what's best for our city. And, you know, I'll stand by it. It's just something we have to do. It's a headache. But we want fair and equitable across the board. That's it.
Is it harder to do, Amherst, for example, they were at around 62% of assessed
Correct.
Value before. You mentioned North Tonawanda is roughly 50?
Soon to be 47%.
Okay, so under 50. And then some communities might be a little higher. Is there a bigger, I mean, would you notice more, say if North Tonawanda were to do this, because you're 50, a little below 50, than say somebody who was at 75% of assessed value conducted a reassessment. Does that impact it more? Maybe the better question is, would a community be less likely to reduce that rate the bigger gap there is? You know, it's maybe easier to reduce the rate from 10 per 1,000 to 8 per 1,000 if you reassess from 80%, but I mean, are a lot of communities going to go from 10 to 4?
Well, right. You're more or less saying, like, ours is so significant, so our tax rate cut would be more significant.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly, right? It's all factored in. So if our equalization rate is so low and we're trying to get to 100%, yeah, and it's about 50% difference and so on, we would lower our rate way more than, say, Amherst might if they're at 60-some percent of equalization rate. I mean, it's a very complicated, long process. But, yeah, it's a huge difference. It's been over 15 years for us. When was Amherst, when did they assess last?
I'm not sure when their last assessment
was. I don't know either, but I'm sure it wasn't 15 years ago. Yeah,
probably wasn't 15.
It's quite a while. For a city, specifically, we have 32,000 people. It's pretty low, that equalization rate. It's not like a rural town, village. You know, they can kind of go a little bit longer, from my understanding, but it's quite substantial on our end.
Yeah. I do want to get into a little bit of North Tonawanda,
sure.
The happenings,
the fun
out
stuff.
There. The fun stuff.
There,
because really when the weather turns, I mean, it really turns up the entire area. I mean, it's a beautiful area to be when the weather starts to get nice. You got the sun shining out there right now. A brief state of the city here. I mean, not to put you on the spot or anything, but how do you like how things are going?
So events, economy, real estate, I mean, you pick the topic and I'll go for it.
Why don't we start at the economy and maybe development in sure. the area, because I think a lot of people have noticed the improvements from year to year. Maybe if you were last in the area to, you know, 2019, 2020, and you just went last mm-hmm. summer down by the water for the first time, it is a pretty significant change.
It's great. Yeah, we definitely utilize, so we're surrounded by three sides of water. A lot of people might not realize, but we capitalize on it. You know, it's not just Gratwick Park or the downtown area or Botanical Gardens, Mayor's Park. I mean, we are really lucky to have so much water and access to it. And especially we're expanding our bike paths, the Empire State Trails, which many are familiar with. We're working on a project right now to even do more with our bike trails. But development in general, I mean, we in the past couple of years are seeing a historic level amount of development than decades before. I mean, our housing stock is increasing, housing units. We have developments going on left and right. I mean, I'm talking nearly $100 million in development, which is substantial for North Tonawanda. You know, if people want to compare us to Buffalo, it's just a different game. But it really is a significant amount. Our downtown area is thriving with businesses. We're retaining businesses. You know, we're not seeing people leave even post-pandemic. Our sales tax, which is a huge revenue piece of our budget, right? I talked about around $20 million in property tax revenue. We got about a $42 million annual budget. Sales tax is around $10 million, right? And every year it's increasing 5 to 10%. That's huge, right? And that's attributed by our downtown businesses, our restaurants mm-hmm. that are all there and everything going on. I mean, our housing stock alone, offline, we kind of touched on it, but I believe Governor Hochul asked around 1%, something like that, of an increase in our housing stock across New York State. So in North Tonawanda, that would mean 150 units, you know, that percentage-wise. We're looking at about 300-plus unit increase in the next year or so. So, I mean, we're definitely on the right track. Our budget is healthier and healthier every year. It's very difficult, as everyone can imagine. But, you know, we're just keeping our eye on every penny, finding new ways to find new money. In the past couple of years, we have also seen a historic amount of grant funds coming into North Tonawanda. You know, it says something when you work with our state agencies. They want to see development. They want to see municipalities thrive because it just helps the state as a whole. I mean, since I was elected, you know, we brought in over $25 million in grants, which is a lot. And that goes towards private businesses, public projects, nonprofits. I mean, it's across the board. New programs. We're doing great, honestly, in North Tonawanda.
You mentioned the restaurants. I tell
you love it.
Anybody.
What's your favorite one? Maybe, again, I'm calling you out.
I'll let everyone guess what my favorite one is out there. But for all of them combined, I tell everybody it is like the place to go for some of the best food you can have in Western New York, and you mm-hmm. get it all in one really condensed area. I mean, you could walk from the furthest one out there to the closest one, get kind of fine dining, casual food. And
Mexican one day, French the other, Italian another. Yeah, Brian, we don't have to leave North Tonawanda.
Well, you don't. And it's kind of crazy. And I did not ever think, you know, my wife laughs at me all the time. Like when we were looking to move, I was not looking in North Tonawanda.
I've heard this story many and many times.
It has a stigma to it. And now I'm like dedicated to fighting the stigma.
We've changed it. We've changed the stigma.
Living there has absolutely changed it.
Good.
I don't know if I still want to keep it a secret a little bit or, you know, tell everybody that it's great.
No, we want more people. Density is good. We want them moving in. You know, more people hitting our businesses, improving properties.
I pick and choose which of my friends I tell should
tough,
move in.
I know, it's tough, right? We like our space. You know, we like what we have. But it's good. More people is good.
Well, it's great to have you in here. Thanks again.
Thank you, Brian.
And,
yeah.
you know, hopefully some
hopefully
people
there's
found
no picketers outside of our city hall today as I leave.
Well,
you know?
We'll see about that. But, you know, hopefully the assessment, hopefully it makes some sense to people from a government standpoint. Hopefully, you know, I don't know. Somebody got something out of the conversation, because I know it can be very tough to follow, especially when you're driving around and trying to listen to people, you know, kind of make sense of it all. But thanks for doing that, and
of course,
for stopping in. Austin Tylick is the mayor of North Tonawanda, has been with me in studio for the past hour. I'll be back here tomorrow. You got David coming up after the news with Lucas. I'll see you bright and early. Approaching 10 o'clock on WWE.